This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
How many times have you gone online to look up a restaurant or a business, read a review, and wondered, is this accurate? Or maybe, who wrote this? Could it have been written by a competitor? Well, a carpet cleaner in Virginia is convinced that negative comments about his business posted on Yelp were both false and malicious, and he's decided to sue Yelp to find out who's behind those anonymous reviews. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports.
A review on Yelp incorrectly said that Joe Hadid's company had gone out of business. He says that review and others were malicious.
As a direct result of those negative reviews, our business saw a direct negative effect.
Hadid says he's had to lay off employees, so he's going to the Virginia Supreme Court to unmask those anonymous reviewers of his carpet cleaning business. But Professor Eric Goldman at Santa Clara University's law school says the Virginia law is unusual.
In the rest of the country, we've seen judges recognize the potential abuses that might occur if businesses have too easy access to the identity of anonymous or pseudonymous reviewers.
For example, an employee might want anonymity if he writes a negative review of his own employer.
Once the author is unmasked, that employee is going to get fired.
Accuracy is crucial for Yelp. Company spokesman Vince Salido says anonymous posts get too much attention.
The bulk of the reviews on Yelp are not anonymous. And in fact, that's what makes the service so useful.
Salido says Yelp vets the reviews.
We actually use an algorithm to recommend the most valuable and reliable content. So Yelp only recommends about 75% of the content it receives.
If a business owner suspects a competitor wrote a negative review, law professor Goldman recommends contacting the website. It doesn't always work, but he says it's better than going to court, where the negative message will get reinforced in public. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.